I think we all need something good, yes? Yes, we all need something good. It's Friday afternoon, everybody. We're on the last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show. Usually she joins me at 3:30, but we had some urgent news that we all needed to discuss as a community. Thank you to everyone. Donna from DeForest, Patrick from the 608, Billy, who I didn't get to, bunch of folks. You have all been very generous. Bob from Glendale, Bill from Waukesha, all of the folks on the call and text line. Mike from Green Bay, I apologize if I was not able to get to your call or text this afternoon. I really appreciate everybody participating because it's all about having these great and sometimes very difficult, very upsetting stories, which is why I asked Terry very graciously to stick around and join us for this last segment this afternoon so we could go off into the weekend together on a more positive note. Thanks so much, Terry, for sharing a little bit of what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin this Friday. We need it, friend.
Oh, you got it. Sounds like everyone could use a mental health break right now. So that's actually where I'm starting, Maggie. It's going to be March 1st tomorrow, Women's History Month. But then did you know Women's Mental Health Awareness Month is also being, if you will say, celebrated, but it's also not an official month. And luckily, there are a bunch of health officials across the country and also right here in Wisconsin saying, we need this to be official. Make it along with Women's History Month. I talked to a therapist, Diana Anzaldúa, and she tells me this is why it's so important.
Something that still surprises me is the fact that women are still not getting the care that they need. It is something that I'm still kind of shocked at, the lack of care that women receive around mental health, especially when it comes to anxiety and depression. I'm also I'm a psychosomatic therapist, so some of my work involves body-based things, right, and looking at how some of our unprocessed emotions can show up physically, right, how they can manifest as other symptoms like medical symptoms. One of the things being chronic disease and chronic illness, you know, just the stigma around like women being so emotional, right? Women are too emotional. You're too loud. You don't say that. You have to be nice and go with the flow, right? And so the sort of expectation, I think, that women face.
Okay, so Maggie, 1 in 5 women in Wisconsin. And guys, don't tune out here because 1 in 8 will have depression or anxiety. Half of those, though, will not be officially diagnosed or seek treatment. Mm. Go get the help if you need it, especially in these trying times. Okay, now I'm going to move on, Maggie.
Please.
I'm going to talk about hot dogs. How's that for fun?
I had hot dogs just this week, Terry. I love being a good hot dog.
Hot dogs.
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, and I know you and I love sports, so let's talk Bucks.
Yes.
Turns out the Bucks have the 4th cheapest hot dog in the NBA. Guess what it costs?
$4.50.
Ooh, you're close. $5 a hot dog at Fiserv Forum. Now, get this, though. If you go to a San Antonio Spurs game, woo, you're going to pay $11.99 for a hot dog.
What's going on with processed meats in San Antonio?
I don't know. The cheapest is the Phoenix Suns, $2.
$2? Wait a minute. How do you go? Is San Antonio to Phoenix and there's what, like a $9 price swing? Listen, I could politicize a hot dog right now, Terry, but I'm not going to because we need a break from the politics.
I know. It's like, take your mental health break and grab a hot dog somewhere.
Yeah, or a vegan dog if that's your thing, or if you are working on your healthfulness. You know, have a half a hot dog and then a nice big crunchy leafy salad.
That sounds great.
It really does. I have kind of rediscovered the hot dog, if you will, Terry. And it's because my good friend introduced me to a meat store just outside of Green Bay called Maplewood Meats.
Oh, I know it well.
Yes. There's like a traffic jam on the weekend. They just expanded their parking lot. It smells like Nirvana in there. So anyways, I had kind of like lost track of the hot dog, if you will. Until I went back into Maplewood Meats and had bought and had made a bit of their incredibly locally sourced, fabulous meat that they've got there. And my friend was like, you know what they have that's really good is the Maplewood Meats hot dogs. And so, yes, I have rediscovered the dog that is hot, which only goes to align perfectly with the fact that I bought a miniature dachshund, a wiener dog. And, you know, she is herself a little hot dog.
And she, I haven't seen photos.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to text you as soon as I'm off the air of photos of Finny.
Now, that's something to make you smile and make you feel good.
Yeah, maybe Jamie and I, my senior producer, maybe we'll throw up on the show notes for today a photo of Finny just to give everybody some warm fuzzies going into the weekend because it has been very rough on all of us. Terry, what you got going on this weekend? Doing anything fun?
I think it's always going to be music, you know.
Always, you do love some music.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you forget everything else, doesn't it? At least for a little bit.
It does. I can get lost in some good tunes. Thank you so much, Terry, for a reminder that we all need to be taking care of our own mental health, especially women. Mm-hmm. Ladies, take care of yourselves. Gentlemen, too. Yes. Terry, all my best for a wonderful weekend to you, my friend.
You too, and everyone listening, take care.
Folks, that's going to do it for me. Please take a step back from the politics this weekend. Reset, recharge. All of this mess is going to be here on Monday morning. Again, we'll have the emails and phone numbers for all of the Wisconsin MAGA delegation on the show notes for today. And if, as I end every show, remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for Ukraine. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Dom Salvia is up next. Tell me that you like